As far as this what, seventh season now for you, interesting way to open it up, a second straight year with your top division rival. I guess that gets everybody's attention right off the bat.
Yeah, I think, you know, any time you have a season opener, you know, I think guys are excited for it. We've worked hard all offseason to get to this point, and we're excited about what's in front of us. And I think anytime you have a division game, you play these guys twice a year, Carolina and Tampa as well. So anytime you have one of those teams on the schedule, it's kind of always ratcheted up a little bit. It happens that we've got both of them, you know, the season opener and a division game. So I think everybody is excited about it. We're going to be ready to go, and, you know, we've got to play our best football on Sunday.
You excited about where the offense is right now?
I am. You know, I think we had a productive preseason. I feel like we got into a little bit of a rhythm in that third preseason game, and we hope to be able to carry that over into Sunday. We know we're going to have a tough challenge in front of us, good defense we're going against. But, you know, I think everybody's confident with where we're at.
How excited are you to get Steven back?
That's huge. Getting Steven back is big for us. Obviously, he's a dynamic player, and he's going to be fresh and healthy out there for us, which when he's on the field, you know, that's a positive for us. And I think it adds a lot of depth at the running back position for us. You know, I think we can go three or four deep. And keep putting fresh guys out there that are capable to make big plays at any time. So having him back is really important for
Matt,
us.
Matt, how much are you going to add Devin Hester into the works?
We'll see. You know, I think it just – obviously he showcased what he can do in the preseason. He's going to be, you know, part of what we do offensively. He's an explosive, dynamic player. And I think we'll find different ways to utilize him. I think everybody here has been impressed with the way that he plays the wide receiver position. You know, we can put him outside, we can put him inside. He's really shown that he's a versatile wide receiver, and I think that's going to help us throughout the year.
With
Matt,
Tony Gond,
go ahead.
With Tony Gond, do you still feel like you got options? Like there are actually more options probably.
Well, you know, obviously you love to have Tony, and we're going to miss him because of the production that he brought to the table. But in order to replace that, I think schematically we have to be a little bit different because we don't have Tony's skill set in one individual on our offense. But we can use different guys to make up for that. And Devin, obviously, being a new guy, I think he'll be part of that mix of finding different ways to you know, recreate the production that Tony provided for us for the last five seasons.
You on the field, Drew Brees on the field, two good quarterbacks. How important is it not to have turnovers in a game like this?
Yeah, it's really, you know, really important. I think there was a stat today when they win the turnover battle with Sean Payton as their coach, they're like 37 or 38-1, and that winning percentage is through the roof. So. It's important. You know, we got to protect the football, but at the same time, you have to be aggressive against these guys because you know they're going to put up some points. So, you know, it's always a fun matchup. Good to go against good teams. You know, you want to see where you stack up. And, you know, we just need to play our best football on Sunday.
It's always important to run the ball, but especially against this team, to kind of control the line of scrimmage a little bit and keep that other offense off the field. Is it more important this week?
It's important every week. You know, I think that's one of the points of emphasis for us going into this season is to be a more efficient team running the football. And I think we were that during the preseason. I thought, you know, we did a pretty good job of being effective in the run game. Certainly when you go against a good offense and a great quarterback like Drew Brees, you know, time of possession can factor into, you know, success. So hopefully we'll be able to get out there, get the run game established, and that really will set things up for us.
Matt, is there any way to really explain what's going on, you know, against this particular team since you've been here? I mean, there have been a lot of close games, but for some reason, the ball often seems to bounce their way, you know, in the majority of those games. Any particular thing you can pinpoint?
No. I mean, the games are always tight, as is the case, you know, week in and week out in the NFL. And you got to find a way to make the four or five plays that change the outcome of the game. In the past, you know, we haven't done that, but, you know, we're not too worried about what happened, you know, 4 and 5 years ago. I think at this point, we're a different football team. They're a different football team. It comes down to what we're going to do this year, and I think guys are excited about that.
Matt, you guys seemingly healthy. What are you feeling good about going into this opener offensively?
Feeling good about a lot of things. You know, I love where our offensive line is at. I think those guys have had a really productive training camp. Obviously, they've taken their fair share of criticism throughout the off season, and I think they've – showing up every day at work, on the practice field with the right attitude. And I think they've been really, really good. I think Mike Tice has been great for them. I really like what he brings to the table for us. So that's a small part of what I'm excited about, but I think those guys are doing a great job.
Matt, when you break down film, what is jumping out about the Saints defense? Obviously adding Burr to the factor. Coach Cutter mentioned that yesterday. What else is sticking out to you?
Yeah, I mean, Jarius Burr, we know him from having played against him in Buffalo last year. We certainly know what he's capable of. His range is probably as good as anybody in this league. His production in terms of interceptions has been, you know, off the charts. So I think he adds to an already solid defense. Scheme-wise, you know, it's always tough to tell during preseason, you know, what you're going to get. But it's a multiple defense. They can do a lot of different things from a lot of different personnel groupings, and that's all stuff that we'll have to be prepared for.
What is having a stable of running backs do for this offense now?
Well, I think it's huge when you add depth at that position. You know, each guy with a little bit different skill set too. It allows you to do some different things, and I'm excited about the guys that we have. You know, Steven back healthy is big for us. The addition of Devontae Freeman as a rookie. You know, he's done a great job during training camp, and I really think it's a good thing for him that we have depth at that position, because he's going to be able to come in and contribute, but not be asked to, you know, be in there for 60 snaps a game, and I think that's going to be a positive for him. But you know, I like the guys that we have. We got some explosive guys that are on top of pass protection. I think Gerald Brown, our running back coach, does as good a job as anybody in this league of getting those guys prepared for pass protection. So you know, I'm really excited about what those guys bring to the table.